And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Creighton just keeps taking hits in the portal. So,
oh no,
they haven't lost anybody, but they've lost out, it appears, on somebody. So remember when Jacob yesterday came on the show? You know Jacob Padilla.
I do.
He came on the show yesterday and he said, "Yeah, Steven Ashworth's out recruiting, and he brought in his old friend, Dallin Hall, the point guard from BYU or the guard from BYU."
I do remember this. Old people love to go golfing with others.
His coach is no longer Mark Pulp. All right. But even with new leadership at BYU, Dallin Hall is returning to the Cougars next year.
Wow.
So he is out of the portal.
What a choice.
And Creighton just keeps it'd be a long list to track down all the names that they've been in on and or maybe even being hosted for visits. Just nope. Creighton's got to get some news on Trey Alexander and Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Dem boys.
All right, Josh, what do we have today on the odd news?
Today we have a very visual edition of the odd news with Ohnson, so you'll want to be fired up on Zone TV.
Oh, my goodness. I thought John was in here putting pictures of pee pants.
Nope, we'll get to pee pants.
All right. I scrolled down in here, and I saw pee pants, and I thought, this seems like it's John Bishop.
Nope, it was me. We're making this a more of a television show each and every day.
That's
we begin
right.
with last night's NFL draft.
Is this where the pee pants comes into play?
No, pee pants is last.
All right.
You end with the pee pants every time.
Always.
Am I right? Poll question, do you end with the pee pants?
Do you always end on the pee pants?
Yes. We go to the Jacksonville Jaguars draft room last night where non-wrestling fans might have been a little confused as to why the guy making the picks for the Jacksonville Jaguars was wearing a neck brace.
Mm-hmm.
You probably looked at yourself and said, oh my gosh, what happened to that man? He's working while wearing a neck brace. Is he okay? Yes, he's perfectly fine. You see, young Tony Khan, son of Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan, was wearing a neck brace because on Wednesday night's edition of his wrestling television program, AEW Dynamite, his employees beat the crap out of him.
That in the show.
In the show, yes. It was a bit, as we would say on this show.
Mm-hmm.
An angle is what the wrestlers would call it. That's what they call their
stories. Is he actually hurt?
No, he's fine.
Perfect.
But many a wrestling fan wondered how committed to the bit is this young boy. Turns out the answer is very. Just before Jacksonville selected LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. with the number 23 overall pick, the NFL Network broadcast showed the Jaguars draft room and best mustache in the biz there on Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan. But his son there in the foreground wearing a neck brace. This comes from Rich Eisen, quote, Tony Khan becomes the first ever NFL executive in a draft room shaking off the effects of a pile driver he received on national television in a wrestling ring the other night.
That's facts, though.
Yes. He works multiple jobs. He wears multiple hats, and he decided to keep the story going.
Good job. I mean, that's exactly what I would have done. I'm glad there's a good crossover community between the NFL fans and AEW fans.
I guess. I didn't think he'd do it.
I had no idea what that was. I saw the picture 1,000 times, and I thought, I don't really get this, and I don't care to look into it.
I don't care to look into it, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
We go to Chicago for story number two, where sadly a newer landmark, there are many landmarks in Chicago, but one of the newer ones has been affectionately referred to as the rat hole. City officials have fixed it. There on 1620 The Zone, we give you a picture of the rat hole.
Oh, no. Looks like a little rat just disintegrated into the ground.
It does. The imprint has been a quirk of a residential block on the north side neighborhood of Roscoe Village for years, but it found fresh fame in January after a Chicago comedian shared the photo on X, formerly Twitter. This caused a stir, and many people said, okay, what was once a cute little thing amongst us here in the neighborhood has now gone somewhat viral, and people are making fun of us. We can't have that. We have to fix it. So the city of Chicago fixed their rat hole. It appears when years ago when they were pouring the and science guys, if I say concrete and I mean cement, or if I say cement and I mean concrete,
don't be mad at Josh.
Don't be that guy. Okay. When they were pouring the concrete, it appears as though a rat indented the fresh cement.
Yes.
And then got away. There was never a rat encased in the sidewalk.
Oh, I was hoping there was.
Yeah. I could kind of get that vibe from you, so I figured I better explain it better.
What? Who cares about the little rat?
I mean, I'm not going to come on the radio and wish death upon rats.
You're not?
They're
not. You want rats to live?
I don't want them to die.
I do.
That's a horrible way to go.
I don't care about the ways rats die. Wow. Actually, it's preferable to getting your head snapped off in a little trap or getting eaten by a snake.
You know what? I think you might actually be
Why
right.
do I care about rats dying? Why should I care, Josh?
Well,
are they an important part of the ecosystem? No, they just eat our trash.
You're kind of boisterous about it. You seem thrilled.
I am.
That a rat may
I want
have died.
The rat to die.
I don't know if that's the show, if that's what the brand we want for our show.
What? It's a rat. It's not a dog. It's a rat.
I don't care.
You're about rats now, Josh?
I don't. You know, maybe I do want them to be encased in concrete because
yeah. Kill them all. I don't care.
Stomach acid from a snake seems like a horrible way to go. Getting your neck snapped because you thought you were about to get a piece of cheese also seems like a terrible way to go.
Poll question. Are you happy when a rat has been killed? Are you happy when a rat dies?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay being wrong here. Like, you just seemed very happy about it.
I am. Thrilled. I'm not hiding that at all. Are you happy when a rat dies? Yes? No. All right. What's up? At Happer Show, please vote.
Okay. Good poll question there. We end, of course, with the pee pants.
By the way, Josh, on cement concrete,
mm-hmm.
John texts in the show.
Hi, John.
Very good, Josh. Concrete is the correct term. Cement is an ingredient of concrete.
I knew they were different. Like, I knew it was a thing. There are many engineers on my wife's side of the family who mock me roundly whenever I use the wrong one, and I just want to punch him in the face.
You got it right, though.
Okay.
Luckily, you've been tested.
Whew. Okay. Picking up dubs left and right.
Also, people enjoying rat talk. They want it to continue, it appears.
Okay.
Yep. I'll talk about how I don't care about rats dying day long.
I think you sound like a serial killer when you're wishing for the animals
it's
to die.
It's a rat!
I understand that.
It's not a pet. It's not something that goes at the zoo. It is a nuisance.
If we approve of the dead rat talk and then you become emboldened to move that up like a level, and you're like, what? It's one level above rat. Where's the line?
No, well, you're taking it a step too far. I'm just talking about rats and rats only. Only rats.
Okay. You might be wondering why there's a photo of two urine-soaked pairs of pants on our live stream.
Yes, I am.
At Zone TV. Well, allow me to tell you.
Not cool unless you pee your pants.
This is fashion now.
Oh, no.
The unorthodox Jordan Luca jeans, which debuted on the runway last fall, feature a dark stain in the groin area of the pants. And critics say it appears like the wearer has wet themselves. No, that's not what critics say. That's what anyone who can see the pair of pants says.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point of the pants.
The jeans by the British-Italian menswear brand are now sold out online. The white version with the yellow stain sells.
I'll come over to your house and pee your pants for you if you want me to. If you're going to pay me the difference between what you spent on the jeans and what you would spend for the jeans if they look like they had pee in them, I'll pee your pants for you.
Connor, How much do you think that white pair of jeans with the yellow pea pants stain was selling for?
Okay, so give me the details again.
These are designer jeans from a British Italian menswear.
$485.
You could double that. $811.
I could not double that.
Well,
for the record,
true.
But yes,
close
enough.
No more having to wait for the bathroom. You can just pee yourself and say it's the design, one person wrote online.
That's cool.
Yes.
Miles Davis is cool.
That's right. These jeans are being roundly mocked, as they rightfully should be. You know, just every now and then we like to let you know what's going on in fashion. And people are paying $800 for these. Now,
I don't know, people spend their money on ridiculous things.
I feel it goes without saying, but they're not actually urine-soaked. It's just a design. It's the pleats, as Ron Burgundy would say.
Yeah. In this case, it's not, though. It's not the pleats. It's just designed that way.
Designed that way. It's how it's supposed to look.
What would you say if you saw a guy walking down the street, but you knew that he was kind of rich and Italian or something like that, and he had pee-pee pants?
I would probably go up to him and be like, hey, we don't have to make a big thing of this, but like, do you know that?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't go up to him. I'd start laughing at him, though.
You peed your pants?
That guy, I would get by him, and then I'd get 10 feet, like he'd get 10 feet away, and I'd turn to the person next to me, and I'd say, do you see that guy? He peed his pants. That guy is an idiot.
You wouldn't help? Like maybe there's something wrong with
this
person.
That's your prerogative. You could pee your pants if you want, but it's not going to stop me from laughing at you.
You've shown a little bit of psychotic behavior here in this segment.
Psychotic? How is it psychotic?
You're not going to help the man you think has peed your pants?
I'm not going to bother the man in public who has clearly peed his pants. I'm not going to go up to him and say, look, sir, you peed your pants. He's already crazy. He's the crazy one. I'm not crazy. He bought pee pants for $800. How am I psychotic?
I don't know that he bought the pee pants. I think
he's a model for the pee pants.
No, maybe it's.
Oh, he really peed his pants.
Yeah, maybe he's got problems and he doesn't know. Oh, or maybe he does know and he feels like, I don't know how to eject myself from this situation.
I think you'd know.
You would know if you peed your pants.
You would most certainly know. And yeah, unless you were really, you know, then you should be out in public. You're really drinking or something like that. Greg in Hastings writes in.
Hi, Greg.
How does the regent from Beaver Crossing feel about rat treatment? Is she here for rat families? From Greg in Hastings. Is that the one that we're talking about? I don't even know. Yeah, is that the rat families? Yeah, hope the families have a good time. Hope somebody thinks about the children.
Think of the children.
Think of the rats.
Connor not thinking of the... rat
Why
children.
Would I think of the rats? I already have to think about so many other things. We're not pro-human enough anymore. We're not as a society.
Okay, I'll meet you halfway.
We love our dogs. Yeah. Uh-huh, we love our cats. And now we have to love all other animals and protect all other animals and hold all other animals above our own human selves. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's a little backwards, personally.
I'll agree with you on that point, for sure.
When did being a human become a bad thing? All of a sudden it's taboo. Matt Rhule said yesterday, all of a sudden it's taboo to play football at a spring game. I stand with Coach Rhule. All of a sudden it's taboo to like human beings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like dogs better. Dogs are the best part about us. No, they're not. No, they're not.
See, I told you. The
no,
rat,
it would not turn into a dog
the rat talk would embolden you.
Mm. I'm not going to... No. There's a story going around about some... Have you seen this? Now, this is where it goes over the line. There was... Let me pull it up real quick. Somebody wrote a book. Her name is Christy. I don't know what she does.
Okay.
Why did she write a book? Oh, she's the governor of South Dakota.
Oh, Christy Noem.
That's her. Yes. She describes killing unruly hunting dog in excerpt of her upcoming book obtained by The Guardian. Yes.
Headline, so, Christy Noem describes executing puppy she hated in new book.
See, that's bad. Don't do that. I'm not talking about that. I am anti that. Just so we're very, very clear on the situation. Josh, thank you for the odd news. We've got a lot of our priorities straight today.
Yes, yes. We learned a lot about ourselves.
All right. We'll come back at the noon hour here from Matt Rhule ahead of the spring game. Matt Rhule. And Sipple will join us at the bottom of the hour. All to come in the Connor Amper Show on 1620 The Zone.